Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, State Senator Tick Sagalbloom. Have a lot to talk to him about. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Kyle Roerink, and Joe Guild. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Sagalbloom. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
We were just talking moments before the camera started rolling about the effects of term limits on the legislature. Your thoughts?
As I said, this is term limits revenge this session, given the flip in the parties and then plus not having any institutional memory from because everybody's had to leave. So I think you're seeing a lot of people having to scramble to try to figure out what's going on, and obviously that's not good for our state.
Where has this shifted the power base?
Well, the legislature's been losing control, or at least its role as one of the three parts of government for some time, but I think it's clearly given it to the governor.
To the governor.
Right.
All right, so that brings us to the governor's tax plan. Are you in support of the governor's tax plan?
I'm very supportive of the fact that the governor wants to raise taxes. The plan itself, there may be some details, and the timing may be some problems, but as far as the governor standing up and saying, I want to raise taxes, I recognize Nevada's education needs money, I support that.
Is it one of those things where the reality is that it takes a Republican governor to be able to raise taxes?
I'm not sure of that because we haven't had a Democratic governor for so long, but it could be like the Nixon goes to China thing where somebody who's been opposed to it flips around and comes forward. And if he can bring members of his party, of course, it takes two-thirds, so he's going to have to bring a lot of Republicans on board.
What do you think about this business license fee based on gross receipts after this giant battle that occurred during the election cycle? And I think it has a lot of business people very confused about, you know, looking at this fee.
Yeah. Well, the reality is we have to get money somewhere, and this was a simple way to do it because it's already there. They're just going to change the way it's structured. But at some point, we have to bite the bullet and do a real comprehensive tax reform and get a broad-based tax. But you know, if you're going to raise taxes in the short term, this is the way we're going to have to do it, I think. And so it's ironic that a Republican governor who just fought against this idea of the margins tax now turns around and basically proposes the same thing.
Well, now, what did you think about the Assembly Republicans' plan that would be based more on the MBT? And expanding that.
Well, again, I'm not really, I don't mind which way we go. We just need
you just don't care. Let me point out that, as you said before in this program, you're a liberal senator in a very safe district, so.
Exactly. I said, anything they want to propose, I'll say double it.
Okay. But at this point, you're going with the governor's plan.
If they can get the Republican votes at some point, I think we'll probably be there, but I don't think we're there yet.
All right. Let's talk about, you know, you serve on education. Splitting up the school districts, are you in favor of a Clark County school district being split up?
I'm not. I think we could have more regional autonomy, but the reality is it's very difficult, given the size of the county, to equitably split it up. And there's a lot of benefits from the scale of having, you know, one bus system and all those things. But we could certainly give more local autonomy to different areas. But the reality is we have an amazing school district, and if you look at how kids perform, it's amazing given the kids we have that we have to deal with. We just need more resources so we can get not better teachers, but pay teachers what they deserve, give them more time to actually teach and those kind of things. But
what did you think of the governor's plan that he laid out in the State of the State in terms of helping failing schools that are not being helped by the turnaround zone or the Zoom school system?
You know, I have no problem with anybody who wants to try something new. And you know, whether it works or not, but at least he's starting the conversation. He's saying, look, at whatever we've been doing isn't working right, so let's try something different. I like the idea of trying to appoint the school board.
Why?
Well, because we have a county of 2 million people. We have a school board that has the fifth largest school district in the country. They get paid $500 a month to run that school district. There's no way those people, you can't get a quality person to run, you know, with what, 700,000 people in their district, to pay them $500 a month. So if we're not going to pay them, then let's appoint people who we know have a background or can afford to do it. But it's we have the worst of all systems, where basically the elected school board can't really perform the function it needs to do to supervise the school district.
But you're getting pushback from people that say, hey, we want the ability to vote, and we want the ability to vote people out.
Well, and that's what they say about the judges. But the reality is, when you're talking about it, in Clark County, we elect judges countywide. There's no way a judge, our ordinary voter, can know the judge that they're voting for. So, I mean, you have to look at the realities. But, again, it's nothing wrong to throw out an idea. Maybe it'll stir some debate. My idea is just to get rid of the school board, put it into the county commission, pay them $100,000, and make it a full-time job, and let them do their job.
But doesn't that become, then, a political patronage situation?
Well, right now you have a bureaucracy that runs itself. Everybody in the school district is a teacher or a former teacher, and they control themselves. And so you have a situation where a principal never gets fired in that district. Whatever they do wrong, they figure out someplace, put them here, put them there. It's a good old boy system controlled by their own bureaucracy. It's basically a form of communism, and I don't approve of that.
But isn't that literally the way that education works? I mean, especially in higher education, you know, people get fired, but they immediately move on to the next job. John Lilly, for example, was fired from UNR, and all of a sudden he's now at Baylor, and then he gets fired from Baylor for exactly the same reasons that he was. You know, we just keep moving people around. It's like the Catholic priests through this crisis.
I can't disagree with you.
Oh, boy, that's not going to be good for the show. We'll come back and we'll find some points to disagree on. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Sagebloom. Let's hit a bunch of issues. Let's start out with different things you're coming up with this session for marijuana. Farming, for example.
Yesterday we had a hearing on my hemp bill, which is nationwide. There's a lot of states are looking at trying to grow hemp. It got lumped in with marijuana, even though it's not marijuana, back in the 30s. We're trying to make it a viable crop for Nevada. It uses a third the water of alfalfa, so it'd be perfect for our current situation.
What do you think about this idea that's now come forth of for the initiative petition that's going to go on the ballot of there being a three-tier system like there is with alcohol?
Well, I'm not necessarily supportive of it, but the reality is that's what's going to be on the ballot, and that's what people are going to vote on, and that's what we're going to have, at least for 18 months. And everybody's screaming, oh, they're going to have this distributorship, and it's going to go to the big boys. But the reality is it's just basically a way to collect a tax, because it'll go from the grower to the distributor to the seller, and there'll be like a 10% tax in between things. So it's not a big deal.
Well, but the concern people have raised to me is that this is going to end up raising the price of marijuana to the consumer, and therefore that's going to allow the black market to continue to thrive.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the dispensaries are going to raise their price to the level where they can get people in. If it's too high, then the people off
pardon
the street
the pun.
Are gonna, right. But the fact is, for recreational, it's going to be tourism. And the tourists are going to want to go to a place where they know it's regulated, where it's tested, and they can afford to go in there and pay $10 for a joint or $300 for an ounce. That's not going to be a big deal. So this is, you don't want to have things like gambling where you take money from your own citizens, but if you have a place like Nevada where people come here, then marijuana is perfect for that, because the tax on that is going to stay in our state, and the people that are going to pay the tax are people that are visiting.
Okay, so you look at this as a major tourism draw.
Absolutely, and I've said this many times. This could be the Amsterdam of the West or the Denver on steroids. I mean, we are so primed for this, where people can come, you can buy marijuana, you can go to the best restaurant, you can go to the best club, you can go gamble, you can do anything you want to do, and you walk. You never have to get in a car, you never have to do anything. So it's just designed for that kind of entertainment, and if people want to do that, why not?
Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with you on why not, but the Gaming Control Board is going to have some issues with that, are they not, with licensees?
Well, right now, there's no question that you can't be in the marijuana business and the hotel business, which is great. I mean, we're going to create a whole new group of entrepreneurs in the marijuana business who hopefully will make money and come up with innovative ideas. But at the end of the day, you know how Nevada is, and I can guarantee you within the next decade, you will have marijuana clubs within these hotels, either next to the regular clubs, or there'll be some kind of a smoking environment, or they'll just be smoking on the casino floor with these vapes or something. But the casinos aren't going to just let this money stay out of their hands at some point.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they had the big battles a few years ago with the gentlemen's clubs, and they had to figure out a way to bring that money back into the properties. But do you foresee something like, for example, the Venetian and the Palazzo, both, they sold off their malls. So, and they got big money for that, $600 million for the one at Palazzo, that will be the way to get around the federal side of things?
Yeah, I'm not predicting where it's going to go. I can just predict that it's going to be, if they see that this is good for Nevada and good for their business, then they're going to figure out a way to encapsulate it in what they do. Because they're not going to just let millions of dollars, go to somebody else.
Did you happen to watch the show where we had the interview with the guy from High Times on the program?
No, I missed that.
Okay, I asked him, what concerns he has about people who are going to be driving on the freeway at 25 miles an hour. And he blew my mind by saying that people drive better on marijuana. It just didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, he kind of lost me at that point.
Well, all I know is that everything I've seen, it's a drug. Drugs are bad, but it's a better drug than alcohol. And so it's less violent. There's less DUIs. We never want to give people drugs and put them on cars, but the reality is they're out there with Oxycontin, they're out there with Valium, they're out there with alcohol. And if this is a better way to go, then so be it. But we're going to have to crack down, make sure people don't use cars, and maybe there's another way to do that, too.
And we still need to have a standard for law enforcement, because we really don't have one anywhere in the country. In fact, people in Colorado, the law enforcement there, are very confused about the whole situation.
Yeah, but the flip side is Nevada's law is totally unworkable. We have a point .5 nanograms, so in your blood, you're automatically convicted of a DUI. There's a woman spending 20 years in prison right now on a DUI, which the jury found she wasn't even under the influence. So we have to figure out a way.
Is this the Northern Nevada case?
No, it's actually a Las Vegas woman who ran over some kids. Thing, but it wasn't because of the marijuana. So we have to work with the other states to figure out a real way to test and find out if people are impaired. And if they're impaired, obviously they ought to go to jail, whatever, but you shouldn't just take somebody because it's in their blood and put them in jail.
You got a BDR on fracking. Where is that going and what's it about?
Well, I've misquired with the session so far, but it looks like that's dead. I'm not going to get a hearing on that.
But what was your position on it?
We were just going to eliminate it.
Eliminate fracking in the state.
2 years ago, I got a bill through that actually started to regulate fracking. But at the end of the day, the more you look at it, this is not the state to be fracking. We have so limited water that anything that might endanger our water supply is crazy. And the oil they're talking about in the middle of the state, they're going to have to drill it. Then they're going to put it on trucks and truck it to the freeways. And it's a nightmare. We don't need that.
All right. We have about a minute left here. Sex offender bill.
That one actually may have some legs, and I don't want to confuse people. We're not letting sex offenders out of prison or anything, but the reality is we passed an overly harsh bill about 10 years ago. To our benefit, we never actually implemented that law. We have a chance to go back and take some of the really harsh parts out and make it an effective law. Because if you treat all sex offenders the same, then no sex offenders really tracked. And we want to find the bad apples, make sure that they're in prison or tracked, and people that are not that bad, make sure that we can go on with their life and their families can go on with their life.
Okay, I have so much more to ask you, but we have no more time. Please come back soon, will you?
Absolutely.
Always appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
Feeling like you need to get away? But without the money to make it happen? At Cashco, we can help you have fun in the sun before payday. Write us a check today and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have 2 Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Joe Gild is here, the attorney. Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Kyle Roerink, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. So, Joe, you were sharing with me the irony of being at the hearing on the governor's tax.
Well, yeah, three Democrats vote against taxes, which ostensibly are going to fund programs that they have been fighting for years, and four Republicans vote in favor of those taxes. And you could have predicted that vote, I think, weeks ago. I think the Democrats are trying to establish themselves and create some leverage. And but we'll see how it plays out. I think if it came to the floor today, that governor's tax package would not pass the Senate.
And Senator Ford saying he's still having meetings with business people, trying to get more input on...
The Democrats are doing an amazing job. They have done it. We were on Twitter a lot this weekend, and they are out in their districts. They're talking to business people and presenting the tax plans that are there and discussing it. I know, Patricia Spearman has a gross receipts tax, too, but I think the more they talk to the business people, the more they realize that's not going to fly. The one I felt sorry for was Keith Keffer. Because his wife is April West from Jones West Ford, and it's just like a rough vote for him. He was the only one that didn't give a floor statement or a committee statement, I guess, a statement right. For the record.
Kyle, what's the feedback you're getting?
Gosh, I'm just focused on what's going to happen in the assembly on this thing. I mean, something will definitely get out of the Senate, I imagine. Sooner rather than later.
How are your math skills in terms of adding up votes in the assembly?
Being a journalist, my math skills aren't as good as they could be. But yeah, just looking at the panel of Republicans in that caucus, it's going to be really close.
You don't need math skills.
Yeah, you don't need math skills.
Because it's going to be, we're going to kill your tax, we're going to gut it and put this tax in, and we're going to send it over there, and we're not going to agree, and that's going to die. Send this over, we're going to gut it, put ours back in. Conference, it'll die. It's just the game now.
We're going to be here till July.
We'll be here that long, but it's still, they're going to play the game.
Well, using my leverage theory, I don't think anything right now could pass out of the assembly, given the combination of some Democrats and a lot of Republicans who would vote against it and get to 15 pretty easily to defeat a tax package.
Kyle, you were covering the Cliven Bundy appearance at the legislature. Is this the minute of fame is gone?
They're desperately trying to stay relevant, I think. But what's interesting is, around the West, there are court cases, especially one in Utah, that a lot of people are looking at when it comes to this issue. And that may give some policymakers in the legislature some leverage down the road to, get their lawyers to get a court case here in Nevada. On this issue. But right now, Cliven told me yesterday that, he's been the star of like four documentaries in the past year and doing interviews with people, with reporters in China and South Africa. And I think he likes, he likes the limelight.
Mary, for people listening on the radio, you were rolling your eyes there.
Well, it was totally asinine, and I'm sorry. And Joe represents a bunch of really good people that do it right, take care of the range, pay their fees and everything else. So I can hear his teeth grinding in my ear here because it's so inappropriate to really even memorialize somebody that will not live up to his obligations.
And Joe, the bottom line here is the unconstitutionality of what they're trying to do as far as the federal government.
Well, there is an argument, and we could spend hours talking about it.
You have a minute and a half at most.
It is not unconstitutional. The problem with the bill, which really wasn't given much they didn't talk about the bill very much in the hearing yesterday, is it would actually hurt ranchers who are working on the land right now and doing the right thing, as Mary said, because it would not protect existing rights that they have, the preference rights, the number of AUMs that they can graze on the public ranges. So the bill's problematic on its face, and so we'll see what happens.
Mary, I can't resist going back to one of Tick's comments here in the previous interview of the casinos figuring out a way to get marijuana as a major tourist draw, but without breaking, you know, the federal laws that the Gaming Control Board doesn't want them to break.
Well, I don't know that I can agree that the casinos are going to get into that. Who's going to be on the floor gambling that conjures up opium dens to me? I don't know.
Well, now you've got the portable gaming that, as long as you're on the casino that has it, that you can be anywhere in the building.
Yeah, but you'll never bet. You'll just be sitting there waiting to bet and then grabbing something to munch on.
The buffets will be a big hit.
Kyle, this could be a whole deal going here.
Yeah, I'll be waiting with bated breath to see what happens.
Great way to end this conversation. Thank you all very much. The buffet is right back here. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Dollar Loan Center, getting a signature loan is easier than ever. You can complete the entire process online from the comfort of your own home. Go to don'tbebroke.com and fill out the online application in just 4 easy steps. You can also monitor your account, make payments, and check your balance from desktop computers or mobile devices. You never have to walk into a store. Visit us online today. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
And this is my daddy, Dave. He owns NutriShop. Dad, did you know protein powder isn't just for shave?
You can make pancakes with it.
Really?
You can sprinkle it on your oatmeal.
You can?
You can put it in your coffee.
I like that.
And you can put it on your ice cream.
I like that.
Well, there you have it. Come see us today at NutriShop Reno, and we'll show you how to get the results you're looking for.
I was an alcoholic.
I was addicted to OxyContin.
I was a heroin addict.
I was a cocaine addict.
I was addicted to crack.
Over 23 million Americans suffer from addiction. It's a disease that destroys lives, relationships, and careers, and it's now causing more deaths than auto accidents. It doesn't just go away on its own, but it is treatable. Get help. Get help now. Call the Addiction Advisor. They are there for you 24 hours a day. Get the help you need. The call is free and so is the service. Call the Addiction Advisor now.
We are also experts in eating disorders and gambling addiction. Let the Addiction Advisor connect you to a treatment provider that can do an assessment by phone and even verify your insurance benefits at no charge to you.
Call the Addiction Advisor at 877-959-4961. That's 877-959-4961.
On our next broadcast, veteran journalist Steve Freese talks about what's going on at Wynn Resorts in Mezzalot. We'll see you on the next broadcast.